And we're in very serious times. The purpose of all this is not to frighten you to death. The purpose of all this is to tell you what time it is that we may not have forever, that the time is going to come when God will say, let he who is filthy be filthy still, let he who is righteous be righteous still, and that the Spirit of God is not always going to strive with men. All 10 virgins were sleeping. All 10 woke up. 5 had enough oil in their lamps. 5 did not. Maybe it's time we...
I'm bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at. Illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you, the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and, well, hopefully they're going to be the views of Charlotte Isabey this hour. If not, it's going to be your views along with mine. But I asked Charlotte to come on, because she has been very, very active in the Ron Paul campaign. And what's so interesting is that there was a story that was put out right after Romney dropped out of the race, after Mitt Romney dropped out, that for all intents and purposes, Ron Paul was going to drop out of the race and emphasize getting reelected in his congressional district, and that, for all intents and purposes, the presidential race was over. Of course, this was not true. Ron Paul didn't write the directive that supposedly came out from his office. He didn't see it. It was put out because you must understand that most of our political campaigns, most of our political organizations, whether they be conservative or liberal, and certainly most of our religious organizations, have been infiltrated by people who are paid large sums of money to neutralize any opposition to the New World Order, the New World Religion, the New World Leader. And, of course, I wanted Charlotte to come on. She's checked the story out. It's not true. In fact, there was a phenomenal big 1,000-person rally down in Texas, and another 1,000 people outside the meeting hall to hear Ron speak. And what he has done, really, I think, is to crystallize this whole idea of freedom and liberty, because, of course, he talks about the Constitution. He insists that the campaign is not about him at all. What about the idea of liberty and of return to the concepts of liberty that are certainly enshrined in our Constitution? And, you know, isn't it amazing that probably there's not more than one in 50 congressmen who can tell you the real purpose of our Constitution and why it was written the way it was and why the Bill of Rights was added and what the secret of the Bill of Rights is. And, of course, really what it is to limit what Congress should do. What does the First Amendment say? Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof or prohibiting the right freedom of speech and of assembly and the right of the people to assemble in redress of their grievances. Now, it was a limitation on Congress, not on the state government, not on the local government. It was a limitation on the Congress, what Congress could do. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be abridged. It was a limitation placed on the federal government and, for that matter, on the state governments as far as the right of the people to keep and bear arms. And you read the Fourth and the Fifth Amendments, it was to limit the power of the state so people could be free, and that is never taught today. In fact, recently I saw on television a commercial announcement with one of the senators from Colorado there talking about how important it was to vote. Oh, you go to the polls and vote. That's how we express our democracy. That's how we, your word has the influence, your beliefs have an influence. And that really isn't true at all. In fact, if you read Ron Paul's speech, and of course it was a talk he gave in 1984 when he gave up his seat, and just before he gave up his seat in 1985 to return to his medical practice, he tells you how even in Washington, D.C., when Congress has votes, they really don't matter. I mean, if the people vote down money for some sort of a country, to give to a country for whatever purpose it would be, the administration doesn't care. They just go ahead and do it anyway. They find the money someplace else. If people vote against them, they simply bribe the congressman with promises of major developments in their districts. And it, as he says, it really doesn't matter. It's all about a ruling elite who hold the strings of power. And, of course, that is going to be my February newsletter, which you'll certainly want to read. We'll be back in just a moment. Hopefully, Charlotte will be here.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
In this corner, the vicious digestive overload, featuring bloating, gas, and constipation. And in this corner, the popular formula for better bathroom habits, Dr. Ritter's Aloe Cleanse. And the fight is underway. I have to say, Pat, digestive overload looks much bigger than usual in tonight's match.
It makes sense. Toxic matter builds up in our bodies from the food we eat. No wonder we get so sick and tired.
Oh, did you see that? Aloe Cleanse knocks digestive overload out.
Well, Aloe Cleanse is natural. It flushes the entire system smoothly. Digestive overload didn't have a chance.
The winner by a knockout, Aloe Cleanse.
Don't lose the fight against digestive overload. Cleanse the body to remove the buildup of toxins. Try Dr. Ritter's Aloe Cleanse risk-free and get a free gift with every order. Call 1-800-457-99. 914. That's 1-800-457-9914. You'll look trimmer, feel better, and have more energy. That's 1-800-457-9914.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600 or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network. And so we're just going to have open lines. I don't see my caller coming in. So our telephone number is 1-800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791 if you're out there, and you can talk about anything you want to and an open line program. But it's, you know, what's really so amazing, you know, is the people really don't understand how the legislative process works. It's all slam dunk. I had a friend of mine who was there for 14 years. I won't use his name, but he was a congressman, really a hard-charging conservative, and shortly before he left Congress, He was pulled aside by one of his compatriots and told, who was in Congress, and said, I mean, Bill, why are you working so hard? Don't you realize that none of this really matters? That's really true. There's a ruling elite that controls both political parties, and they don't play by the rules. I mean, certainly, you know, when it comes to bribing congressmen, of course, if you were to give them a large sum of money, that would be a bribe. But if you build a large development in their electoral district so that they're not going to get very popular, and they get a special suite appointments there in Congress, or certainly, there's so many ways that you can funnel money to people under the table without it really being considered a bribe. Or maybe you hire their wife, or you hire their daughter, or hire somebody in their family. But they buy votes, and the administration does that if they want to get something done. And understand that democratic process is a fraud. First of all, we're not a democracy. We are a republic. And, of course, the whole idea of not having an income tax, which is enshrined in our Constitution, the whole idea was because they didn't want the federal government to have a lot of money because they knew that that money would be misused. It would be used to buy power. And so they limited the ability of the government to tax the people. And the Constitution stipulates there will be no income tax. Now, the 16th Amendment came along, and it did not actually involve the individual. But that's all right. I mean, they had done this, and they put people in jail who actually quote the Constitution and quote the legislation and the fact that there is nothing in the law that requires people to pay income tax. That doesn't matter, because you have people who have a different agenda. And, of course, the agenda is that of the Communist Manifesto. And you go back and read what Karl Marx wrote in 1848, or at least he released it in 1848. And what most people don't understand is that Karl Marx was hired by a secret society, the Society of the Just. And he was hired by them and financed by them, and his good friend Frederick Engels, who was the son of a very wealthy capitalist. And, of course, they hired Karl Marx to write the manifesto. And what is the very essence of that manifesto? Why, it's to produce democracy. And by the democratic process, to centralize all power with government. And, of course, a progressive income tax, government control of property, inheritance tax, a central bank, in essence, where the government would control money and credit, government control of unions, government control of industry, government control of labor, government control of education. There were 10 points, and that's a pretty good summary of them. And the whole purpose of the Communist Manifesto was to lay out a program that they could recruit foolish, idealistic people to in the name of fighting the wicked capitalist or exploiting the working class. Recruit these foolish, idealistic people to work to centralize all power in government without realizing that communism from its very inception was financed by people of great wealth, like the people certainly the Rockefellers and the Carnegies and the Fords. And if you doubt that they have been pushing communism, you need to get the book Foundations, Their Power and Influence, written back in 1958 by Rennie Wormser, who was the counsel for the Congressional Committee, the only Congressional Committee ever allowed to investigate the great tax-exempt foundations. And, of course, as soon as they could bring enough pressure, they did away with the committee. But in the meantime, between Congressman Reese and Rennie Wormser and Norman Dodd, who I had the privilege of meeting and spending time with before he died, they were able to uncover the fact that the Rockefeller Foundation and the Ford Foundation and the Carnegie Foundation were financing communist and socialist organizations here in the United States, pushing this idea of internationalism and doing away with the national sovereignty of our country. And as Congressman Reese said in the foreword to the book, Foundations, Their Power and Influence, trying to pushing Marxism and trying to destroy the love which every American should have for his way of life. That is the secret. Most people don't understand that, and the fact that since the inception of communism in Russia, it has been financed directly or indirectly by American capitalists and by people who work for the Federal Reserve Board and by American banking interests and American corporations. Now, our telephone number is 1-800-259-5791. If you'd like to give us a call, that's 1-800-259-5791. But if you have a question or comment, we'd love to hear from you. All right, we've got John calling in from New York. Hi, John. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, Dr. Stan. First time I've actually talked to you.
Well, I appreciate your calling in, because since I have nothing really planned out, do you have a question or comment?
Well, first I wanted to say that when I tell people about your show, which I do all the time because you were the first person that was able to break through with my wife. She was brainwashed by the mainstream media and so seriously that I couldn't talk to her about any of these subjects when they were on my heart, you know. And after listening to your shows, I picked out some of the streamed shows that you have on the Internet. And ones I knew that would interest her, and, man, that woke her up.
Well, you know, don't feel, you know, I know how she feels because I was a flaming liberal when I came out of college. I was young, immature, and I never heard the truth. And I'm just so glad I was able to help reach your wife because it's a lot nicer when your wife's on your side than when she's against you.
Oh, I just thank you so much for letting the Lord use you that way. I wanted to point something out, kind of a current news type thing. I couldn't believe what I read. Condoleezza Rice had been put in charge of releasing a statement about the Great Seal on the back of the dollar bill and in other documents, denouncing its conspiracy theory background. And out of all new, here we are in a time of war, and the only thing I could think of is they're scared or they're intimidated. What is the motive, do you think, for them coming out with an official statement on the seal of the United States?
And I'm sorry, my wife just came in here to tell me that she couldn't get through to our scheduled guest, Charlotte Isabel. So, what was this thing about Condoleezza Rice?
Well, Condoleezza Rice has been put in charge of releasing a statement about the Great Seal.
Oh, the Great Seal. Okay.
On the back of the United States Seal.
And what has she said about that?
Oh, well, the whole point of it, if you Google it, that's how I found it, was that all the references that the people who have conspiracy theories, which I absolutely can't stand they use that term when they want to mock anybody that's logical or has common sense. And, you know, they denounce any symbolism that happens to be on the seal, you know, all the hundreds of things that are in that, that you can list it, from the 13 stars to what the eye is on top of the pyramid and what those things all meant. She says, well, anybody that thinks it's a conspiracy or that there's any evil origination in that field, they're crazy.
Well, I think that basically I would simply suggest that if for anybody who would like to hear Professor Carol Quigley, probably the leading historian of the last century, and Bill Clinton's mentor, we have an interview with him where he talks about that emblem on the back of the dollar bill, the pyramid cap by the all-seeing eye. And he said, that isn't the symbol of the Illuminati. That's been around for 6,000 years. That's been around for 6,000 years, and it has. It's the emblem of the ancient mystery religions. That glorified eye was the eye of Horus or of Lucifer. And this has always been passed down. You read the writings of Manly P. Hall, and he will tell you about that in his book, The Secret Destiny of America, which, incidentally, we do carry on a special list. We don't carry it on a regular list because, of course, we don't want people to think that we are pushing Manly P. Hall, who is a Satanist. But he talks about, you know, how this emblem has been around for thousands of years, and it was the emblem of the ancient secret society. So, obviously, they're frightened to death. And, you know, the fact that Condoleezza Rice would come out and attack us means that we're making progress. And I think we have a lot of things to be really encouraged with. And a lot of people will tell you what's all over. Let's run for the hills. Or somebody called me the other day. They wanted to go to the Philippines. Wanted to know what I thought about it. And I pointed out the battles here. And the other side is scared to death. And I think the fact that that Condoleezza Rice or anybody else in the administration is talking about the emblem on the back of the dollar bill simply reflects the fact that they're frightened to death, that the American people are waking up, and some of them are. We just got to wake up an awful lot more in the time that's allotted to us.
I totally agree with that. And that's why I threw that at you. I wanted to bounce it off of you because, you know, Condoleezza Rice is just a puppet, as well as anybody is, but somebody had to give her her talking points and her orders, her marching orders, and that's what is encouraging to me, is the fact that some of this stuff, you know, we always think that it just bounces around without a little community, you know, as far as people being awakened, but that is an indication that some of it is making its way to the top, because in this article I read, she talks about how it's not Masonic, it's not Illuminati, and that its background was always, you know, it has nothing to do with anything other than, you know, righteous
Well, of course, and we even have some, unfortunately, some Christian writers who are making those same statements, and I think it just shows their ignorance that that is, the Masons have claimed the emblem, but it didn't begin with Masonry, because you have to understand that Masonry is simply a modern-day manifestation of the ancient mystery religions, according to Albert Pike, and that's what it is. There's been, the secret has been passed down for 5,000 years, and that's a topic of my talk on the forbidden secret. And of course, this is the emblem of the ancient mystery religions. Hey, you want to hang on until after the break, or?
Absolutely. I have one other point.
Okay, hang on. We'll be right back.
Are terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfalls, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution, full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard-to-find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I want to tell you about our plans at Genesis to take Ron Paul Revolution to the air. The Ron Paul Air Corps plans to put 100 banner flights above the American cities to get the message out about Ron Paul. By the end of December, we plan to be ready to fly in Iowa and have 50 cities covered by February 5th. In order to accomplish this project, we need your help. Come to RonPaulAirCorps.com and make a contribution. It costs approximately $400 per hour to fly, so we need your generous support. Please consider donating to the RonPaulAirCorps.com. As the ground troops canvass the neighborhoods, we plan to provide air support, drawing as much media as possible. Come to RonPaulAirCorps.com and make a contribution. That's RonPaulAircorps.com. Here's to freedom, the Constitution, and liberty. RonPaulAirCorps.com.
Some people believe a group of wealthy men control political parties, the American media, and the wealth of our nation. Is this true? Dr. Stanley Monteith spent 40 years studying secret societies and subversive movements. He lived in Africa for 3 years, and when he returned home, he studied the writings of the men who shaped the modern world. His book, Brotherhood of Darkness, identifies the people who control the world and the organizations they created. Dr. Monteith exposes the movement behind Rhodes scholarships, the origin of the Council on Foreign Relations, and the myths surrounding communism. He discusses the goal of all covert organizations, so if you read Brotherhood of Darkness, you will learn a secret that has been passed down through the centuries. When you learn this secret, you will understand what the future holds and what you must do to help preserve our nation. Call and order your copy. 877-300-7645. Only $12.95. That's 877-300-7695.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. 1126, or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and we're doing open lines, so if you'd like to call in, our number is 1-800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. We've got John still hanging on from New York. Hi, go ahead, John.
I also wanted to say, like I said, I always tell people if there's one man in America, you know, outside of the Lord Jesus Christ that I'd like to sit down with and have lunch with, it would be you. But that being said, I was wondering, do you know anything about a lady who put her entire story on the internet? She was a wife of a Fulbright colonel. Her name was Kate Griggs.
Yes, I've talked to Kate a couple of times, and she sounds very reasonable. I just don't know, but I was quite impressed talking to her.
Because I watched her all 6 hours of the documentary. There's a short edited version, and then there's a long 6 hour, two or three part version. I watched all of it, and she is a direct descendant of Thomas Jefferson, I believe it was, and she went to college over in Europe for got her master's degree in literature, I believe, and it was it's been a while since I watched it, about a year ago, but amazing some of the stuff she talks in there. I would encourage any of the listeners to look it up and judge for themselves. She put this thing together to save her life because all of her fellow the wives of other colonels and generals were dying in car crashes and falling down stairs, if you know what I mean.
I know. Well, they actually do this sort of thing. They actually kill people here in the United States. In fact, next week, I think it is, the week after that, we're having Mr. William Pepper on. He was the lawyer who took the case for Martin Luther King's family suing one of the men who was part of the hit team. And the judge and the jury came to the conclusion that the government was primarily responsible for the murder of Martin Luther King, and not one word in the controlled media. How could you black out something like that? Well, we're going to have William Pepper as our guest here in a week or so, and I think it's so vitally important that we realize they not only killed Martin Luther King, they killed John Kennedy. I mean, there's our friend Colonel Marvin, when he was in assassin school, and we heard the people from the CIA talking about exactly how they killed Kennedy and about the special forces teams that they had along the way so that Kennedy wasn't already dead. They'd be sure that, of course, he would be dead by the time he got to the hospital. And there was no question at all. The CIA justified it, saying that Kennedy was a traitor to the United States, and that's why he had to be killed. We've interviewed certainly the mistress for... we've interviewed the mistress from Lyndon Johnson, Madeleine Duncan Brown, and she tells about the meeting the night before, that who was there. And of course, that's all in our update. Actually, it's entitled A JFK Assassination Update, and you can actually hear her telling about the meeting the night before where all the plans were made and who was at the meeting, including J. Edgar Hoover and certainly Richard Nixon and Lyndon Johnson, her lover. Anyway, so there's no question that they killed Bobby Kennedy. I mean, after all, Saran Saran was standing in front, but most of the bullet holes came from behind. But they can't let the American people know that. Or that they sent our boys to Korea to fight and die for nothing, or in Vietnam to fight and die for nothing, and we're fighting a no-win war in Iraq and Afghanistan today. Have you had a chance to see my December newsletter, which is the interview with, pardon me, which is the talk given by a Lieutenant General Ricardo Sanchez last October?
No, I didn't, but I will get that.
It's you can get it off the internet. It should be posted there. The December newsletter, read it, and you almost want to weep.
Wow. Hey, with your interviews with Kay Griggs, were they online?
No, they weren't. In fact, I never interviewed her on the radio. And I've lost track with her. Does she have a website we can get in touch with her?
Well, she does have a website, and she's made everything as public as possible just to protect herself, which I think she was successful at doing. What's interesting, you said about Lee Harvey Oswald, her husband would be Colonel Griggs. And he was on his way to becoming a general until Kay Griggs started exposing some of the corruption, and then they kind of blacklisted him. But he trained with Lee Harvey Oswald, and he also was an assassin, just like we, trained by the United States in the United States military.
Right.
I thought that was one of the interesting things in her story. And this man was a total alcoholic, and a lot of her facts came from when, that's why I encourage anybody to listen to it, because it's almost like listening to somebody, say things that they probably shouldn't be classified, because he would go into blackouts, and she would take down notes of everything he said. And my son just joined the Marines against my recommendation, and sure enough, when he got down to Pensacola, you know what they told him was, don't ever travel around by yourself. And one of the things Kay Griggs said was that homosexuality in the upper ranks in Army and in the Marines is starting to run rampant the last few years, and they don't let the boys down in Pensacola travel alone. You're supposed to travel with a buddy.
Well, we're out of time. God bless. Thanks so much.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
This is Elizabeth Border, author of the 2-book set, America Attacked and Chaos and Chemtrails. I wrote these books because I believe that every American should have the vital chemtrails research info. I was much heartened and encouraged when a radio listener recently wrote me, quote, "You are truly a great writer, so clear and powerful and thorough in your communication. You have the strength to forge ahead in the midst of darkness, and you also believe in the power of goodness and truth." I hope you listeners will order these crucial books. Send your check for $32 post-pay to Radio Liberty, P.O. Box 969, Soquel, S-O-Q-U-E-L, California, 95073. $32 to Radio Liberty, Box 969, Soquel, California, 95073. Or call 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927.
This is George Whitehurst Berry of the Genesis Communications Network. Have you ever wanted the truth about the economy? Crash, Are You Ready? Is the fastest growing program on GCN. Our one-hour program airs weekdays, Monday through Friday, from 10 to 11 a.m. Central Time, just after the Power Hour, and just before Alex Jones. To listen to rebroadcast 24 and 7, visit our website at www.hearitonline.com and click on the appropriate link. Our unparalleled guest lineup has included patriots such as Congressman Ron Paul, Scott Ritter, former UN Chief Weapons Inspector Murray Neal, inventor of the revolutionary dragonskin body armor, and Philip Tourme, USS Liberty survivor. We also focus on alternative health and survival topics. Go to www.hearitonline.com. That's HEARITONLINE.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here. We're going to be doing open lines, and we'll be going to Harvey in just a moment, calling from Florida. But right now, remember our telephone number, if you'd like to call in, is 800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. Harvey, how are you doing? Go ahead.
I'm very well, Dr. Stan. How are you this evening?
I'm doing just fine. Do you have a question or comment?
Yes, what John brought up was very interesting about Congolese rice. I hadn't heard that. Have you heard that before?
No, I hadn't heard that before. But I'll certainly check it out. But if indeed it's what he says is accurate, and I have no reason to believe it isn't, why would it really suggest to me that the other side is scared to death, that people are going to begin to believe what we've been saying about that emblem on the back of the dollar bill, which is a reflection of the ancient mystery religion that's been around for 5,000 years anyway. Professor Quigley, I think, said 6,000 years. Incidentally, if you want to get that interview, it's in our secret government four-tape set, or you can get it independently. This is the Professor Carol Quigley interview. But go ahead, Harvey.
Well, that was so interesting because, I mean, she's saying, no, no, don't look here. There's no evil here in America. I mean, this is so, so fantastic. I mean, could you imagine the hell that we just brought upon Afghanistan and Iraq? That's hell on earth we created there.
Sure,
we took people to civilizations on the world, destroyed them and destroyed the mothers, the fathers, the children, the families. But there's no evil here. It's like when the police, you know, when you used to have crowds. Remember the old movies, and they would show crowds around a crime scene, and the police would come along and say, just keep moving, move along, the show's over, break it up. I mean, basically, that's what she was saying. There's no evil here. Stop looking. Don't look here.
Well, if certainly, I believe that the other side is worried, very worried that the American people are going to wake up, and that's why they're telling the ministers, you know, if there's a problem, begin preaching Romans 13. Everybody's to be subservient to government. That's why, of course, they're really holding plans or demonstrations, anti-riot control. In fact, they're holding one over in Salinas there. They got a grant from the Office of Homeland Security. They're holding drills on riot control. They're afraid that people are going to rise up against the really what's going on. And, of course, my belief is that one day the American people are going to realize the degree of evil that exists at the highest level of our government, and as it's happened in many other instances, they're not going to put up with it any longer. So my hope and prayer is that we can educate the good people, because we need the vast majority of the American people on our side. We do not need Americans fighting Americans, and what we need to do is, of course, get the police and the military to understand that they have been betrayed. And, of course, one of the best ways to get the military to understand is to have them read that wonderful letter, which is actually posted up on our website. It was written by the most highly decorated Marine General, Smedley Butler, and it simply meant Smedley Butler's, the essay, where he talked about how war is a racket. That's the title of it. War is a racket. And then, of course, we could get them to read my December newsletter, which is written by, which is basically the speech that was given by Lieutenant General Ricardo Sanchez last October, I believe, 12th, where he talks about the no-win war over in Iraq. And he was the commanding general there, commanded the coalition forces from June of 2003 till June of 2004. And if every American could read that speech and understand its implications, and that we're sending our boys over there to fight and bleed and suffer and die, but we're not going to allow them to win any more than we let them win in Vietnam, any more than we let them win in Korea, any more than we let the Cuban Patriots win at the Bay of Pigs. It's deja vu all over again. It's about time the American people knew. And if the military really understood this, I think that they would be very, very disillusioned. And they might even say, we're not going to take any more instruction from these traitors, these people who want to destroy America, these people in the Council on Foreign Relations who are globalists, and they're sworn to uphold our Constitution and defend it from enemies, foreign and domestic. And they themselves are enemies of our country because they want to destroy our national sovereignty. And I would put among those people Condoleezza Rice.
This is the biggest battle. It's good over evil, and we shall prevail. And I'll tell you, when I first really realized that I had a daughter that went to George Washington University in the heart of Washington, D.C., and I used to travel with her from the suburbs, and we'd go right under the Pentagon in the subways. And I'd see the generals in their uniforms talking to the foreign leaders, taking the grab, taking the payoff. And as I walked around Washington, D.C., I really realized that that is the heart of evil. So this Condoleezza Rice, she knows we're on to her.
Amen to that. I certainly am. I'm going to look this up, and I hope our other people will look it up. And certainly, if what John says is true, and I have no reason to believe that it isn't true, then we need, of course, to really reproduce what she said and get it out and say, why is she saying that when, I mean, all you have to do is read what the occultists say. They'll tell you it's been around for thousands of years. And it is the emblem of the ancient secret societies. Maybe Condoleezza Rice needs a little education. Anything else you want to say there before we let you go, Harvey?
I'm sure she's well aware. She is representative of the heart of evil. And thank God for you, Dr. Stan.
All right. Thanks very much, Harvey. Appreciate your calling. And we've got Carlos calling from California. Again, our telephone number, 1-888-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. Carlos, are you there?
I'm here, Dr. Stan.
Hey, it's good to hear from you.
Yeah, thank you. Good to hear from you, too. You recovered quite well. Thank you.
Well, I'm really very, very blessed, and I'm getting stronger all the time, and I was operated on, maybe early in November, and here we are early in February. I'm 3 months post-op and really doing great.
Well, keep it on, Dr. Stan. But you know what? There's so many things that anger me that are going on, the genocide in Darfur, the genocide in the Congo, all over Africa, the privatization of all the third world countries' economies, paving the way for the international corporations to take over the resources of these countries. These are all scams that are deliberately set up. But right now, something that also angers me is the Gaza Strip, understand? Those people in the Gaza Strip have been put into prison, basically. Their food has been cut off, basically. Their water supplies, their medical supplies. Their fuel has been cut off for days at a time, and sometimes in hospitals, they don't have sufficient energy for life support systems. And basically, you know, the excuse is the perennial excuse. They're targeting one group. They're always blaming some group, like they're blaming Hamas right now. But it's all part of a pretext to keep the conflict going. That's part of the international bankers' methodology over the last two centuries, to constantly keep conflicts going, because Israel is a pivotal point to engender more and more conflicts as we are involved right now in the Middle East.
Well, you're absolutely right, Carlos, but you have to look and see what happened in Gaza. Now, I mean, Gaza was originally occupied by the Israelis, so Sharon, who was the prime minister of Israel, comes along, and under pressure from the Council on Foreign Relations, he forcibly removes about 40,000 people. Many have been there for 40 years or more, and they have to give up their homes, they have to give up their greenhouses, they have to give their livelihood. They're forced out at bayonet point so that Israel could turn that part of that country, very, very close to the southern part of Israel, over to the Palestinians so they could use it really as a base for shooting mortars and rockets into the southern part of Israel. So then that would then justify the Israelis taking action against Gaza, which they've done. And you see how this whole thing is manipulated. I mean, there was no reason to turn that over to the Palestinians. Don't you think that they knew it was going to be used as a base for, certainly for the rockets? But you have to understand that time and time again, the Israelis were on the verge of wiping out the PLO military. And time and time again, on two occasions, why the U.S. intervened to save the PLO so we could keep the conflict going. And this is the way that it is. We finance both sides. We finance both sides in the Iran-Iraqi war. We certainly finance the North Vietnamese all during the Vietnam War. Otherwise, it couldn't have kept going. We were sending massive amounts of money and aid to the Russians who were supplying the North Vietnamese. We were sending the supplies to the Viet Cong who were killing our boys. And today we're giving money to Pakistan that is financing the ISI, the Pakistani intelligence, that's funding and supporting and supplying the Taliban who are killing our boys in Afghanistan. It's deja vu all over again. You're absolutely right. They want to keep the conflict going, and I'm very much fearful that they're going to drag us into another major war in the not-too-distant future.
Well, yes, you said it. It's all a game to keep the conflict going. That's what works for the bankers, and
right.
We're trapped in it, and we're deceived by it. But, you know, Dr. Stan, the real ID is coming about in May, and I just have a feeling starting this summer that things are going to be so precipitated, and the process is going to be so expedited to pave the way for the North American Union and the New World Order, and I really am anticipating some really calamitous events taking place starting this summer.
Well, we're just going to have to wait to see, Carlos. We can't anticipate, but I share your concern that we're on the verge of some very, very major problems. I mean, they have to have some sort of a conflict, you know, to take our attention off what's happening to this country financially, because they are in the process of stealing the life savings of most Americans. But don't you worry, when this comes about and when our people are impoverished, they'll blame it on Osama bin Laden. It's all his fault.
Yeah, you know what? They're blaming some of the part of the economic debacle. They're indirectly blaming some of the realtors. You know, I'm a realtor
right.
myself.
Okay.
And, you know, and I could tell 3 years ago when they started coming up with the 0% down mortgages,
right.
and where they call something called stated income, where the buyer could just fill out an application and put any amount as an income, and therefore, and the banks would believe you, of course. And I said, boy, that's going to be a scam. I said, who in their right mind would institute a program like that? And I started realizing, really, 3 years ago, that it was all a scam, and it was all going to end up in an economic debacle, just as it is right now.
Well,
it'll pave the way for the North American Union. That's what I can think of.
And, of course, we have to destroy our currency so that we will accept either the currency of the North American Union or global currency. There certainly are both possibilities, but under either circumstance, they win, we lose.
Exactly, Dr.
Hey, I've got to go to another
right.
call, but thanks so much for calling.
Keep
it's good to hear
good
from
work,
your colleagues.
Dr.
God bless.
Stan, bye-bye.
Okay, let's go to Wanda, who's calling. Is that from Louisiana?
Yes. Hey, Dr. Stan, I've just recently found out about you. I'm enjoying your radio broadcast. I am a 62-year-old woman, and hearing all of this stuff about the economy and all, what's going on, I have my savings in a CD. What do you suggest for somebody my age and with the money like it is and maybe what I'm hearing about is the Amero and so forth, what should I do?
I think you ought to get it out of your CD. Now, you have to keep enough money on hand to for your daily needs, but invest in gold, invest in silver, invest in gold and silver stocks, and of course, simply decouple what you have from the dollar, because the dollar is very, very vulnerable, and chances are it's going to continue dropping a great deal more. And so certainly this has happened in other countries throughout the ages, and it's happening in America. We're witnessing the demise of our financial system. Most of our banks, or many of our banks, are insolvent, as are insurance companies, hedge funds. And so simply protect yourself. Do not put this off. Do not worry about it. You may lose a little bit of interest by cashing in your CD. Gold and silver are going up like rockets right now. Then wait until they pull back a little, and then invest there and invest in the other things. Diversify, diversify, diversify. Those are the three rules of investment at this time. Do not put all your eggs in one basket. But you need to protect yourself so you're not wiped out by inflation or by the demise of the dollar.
Okay, so you say go and gold coins, silver coins, and stock? Did you say stock?
I said gold or silver stocks. No other stocks. Don't get into anything else.
Okay, gold and silver stocks.
And you've got to be very, very careful of these gold and silver stocks, but there's some of them that probably are a pretty good investment right now.
How would I know? Get somebody that's honest that could help me?
Well, there's nobody out there as honest as you can get to help you. You're going to have to do some studying on your own. I think that the Dines letter, James Dines, has some excellent recommendations as far as stocks are concerned. And he's got a whole flock of stocks. And he does says, and I think he's absolutely right, do not invest in one. Invest in a number of them, and you'll average out doing fairly well. The James Dines letter, you can find a reference to it up on the Internet. I think that Bob Chapman's newsletter, and, of course, we have Bob as our guest every Monday at this hour, and you can listen to it right here. How are you listening, shortwave Internet?
I'm just on the Internet. I picked you up on the Internet.
Okay, very good.
I heard somebody recommend you on another program, found you on the Internet. So James Dines, and who else did you say?
Well, Bob Chapman is our guest every Monday at 3 o'clock, our time.
Okay.
And anyway, it's at this hour. You listen to what Bob has to say. Probably worthwhile getting his newsletter. I read it. I read it twice a week, and I will tell you, it is fascinating. And then you begin to get acquainted with what's really going on, and he's got information you won't get elsewhere.
I have one more question, if you don't mind.
No, that's all right.
Okay. Have you kept up or heard of any of Javier Solana?
Javier Solana, yes, yes, certainly. He is he's one of the most powerful men in the world. And, in fact, we're having Constance Cumbie on this Friday in my evening program. That's from, 8 to 9. What part of the country? You're in Louisiana?
Louisiana. I'm familiar with Constance Cumbie.
All right.
That's
well,
how I found out about Javier Solana.
Right. And certainly we're having her as a guest on our 11 o'clock program. Your time, 8 o'clock, my time.
Okay.
And I think that she's absolutely right now. She sort of infers that he might certainly be the Antichrist. Well, he is a prototype of the Antichrist, whether he's the real one or not. But he's one of those evil people working behind the scenes towards this world government.
Okay, that's 8 p.m. Central Time Friday?
No, 11 p.m. Central Time Friday. I'm sorry, 10 p.m. Central Time, 11 p.m. Eastern Time, 10 p.m. Central Time on RadioLiberty.com.
Okay, thank you so much.
God bless.
I appreciate
Bye-bye.
All your help.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Okay, well, this is Dr. Stan, and, well, we're out of time. The hour just flies by, and sorry we didn't get a chance to talk to Charlotte, but I wanted to reassure you that Ron Paul has not dropped out of the race. This is being put out by people who have infiltrated the conservative movement and want to neutralize him. They want John Cain, a member of the Council on Foreign Relations, to become the president, and believe me, they will own him because they have so much material on him that would simply shatter his life if it was ever made public. So it's going to be very interesting to see how things develop, whether it be Obama or Hillary, but in the final analysis, it isn't going to matter, because if things go as they are, they can control both presidents, whether he's a Democrat or Republican, both presidential candidates. And if you don't believe that, you need to get our 4-tape set on secret societies. We'll be right back.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase, handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is not available. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for a flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network, coming from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay. Now, for those of you who really do need some help understanding what's happening financially, the book, The Creature from Jekyll Island, is out of print. You can order it now, but it'll maybe a month or 6 weeks before you can get a copy. But it's certainly one of the best books you can possibly read to understand what is happening and what you've got to do to protect yourself. Another excellent source of information is my talk on the financial tsunami, and it's available in DVD or in video. And, of course, it comes with a syllabus, which we recommend you get. You need to have the information. And, of course, remember our suggestion, diversify, diversify, diversify. We have two pamphlets. They're inexpensive, $3.95 each. One is called Financial Meltdown, and the second is called The History of Money. You need to understand this concept of money, what it's all about. And then we have two books. One is called Fiat Money, Inflation in France. The other is The Federal Reserve Conspiracy by Professor Sutton. And we have two other books by Professor Sutton. One is Gold for Investment. The other is Gold for Survival. And so those books are available, Gold for Investment, Gold for Survival, The Federal Reserve Conspiracy, all written by Professor Sutton, and then Fiat Money and Inflation in France, which was written by Andrew Dickinson White, who was the dean of Cornell University 100 years ago. But it's still a classic book to understand the ravages of inflation on a society. Then, of course, we want to mention, of course, the great new 4-tape or 4-CD set we have on the Bilderbergers. And then we have a DVD on the Bilderbergers. That's, of course, Alex Jones' DVD entitled The End Game. And then we have two books on the Bilderbergers. One is Daniel Estulin's book. That's Daniel Estulin. It's just called The Bilderbergers. And then James Tucker's excellent book, Bilderberger Diary. They're quite different. And, of course, James Tucker's been tracking the Bilderbergers for 20 to 25 years. Then we've got a great new 4D CD or 4-tape set on spy chips. That's the RFID chips. And then, of course, we have the book by the same name. We have a new 4-tape or 4-CD set on weather modification. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, they can modify the weather. They can change it. They can produce storms. They can produce droughts. They can produce hurricanes. They can produce tornadoes. But they don't want the American people to know. We have a 4-tape or 4-CD set. We've got an excellent DVD on that. And then we've got a book on it, Weather Modification. And they're all available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, we also, Sydney, have so much other material on the Bilderbergers. We have a book called Satanic Crimes. It goes into the truly satanic crimes of many members of the Bilderbergers. And then we have a 4-CD or 4-tape set on the satanic crimes. You want to get this information, you want to help us get it out across America. And please tell other people about Radio Liberty. Try to get them to start listening. And I was so pleased early in the program when John, calling from upstate New York, had said that we were able to convince his wife that this was really true, and she wouldn't listen to anything before. And I can tell you how important it is that your wife is behind you, because I couldn't do what I do without my wife's support. And then, of course, we do hope many of you want to get our 4-tape or 4-CD set on the supernatural. We have another 4-tape or 4-CD set on the North American community, and they're planning on uniting the North American community and doing away with our national sovereignty. If you'd like to get one of our catalogs, we'd be glad to send it to you. If you'd like to get a free newsletter, we'd be glad to send it. Now, we have a regular catalog, a health catalog. We have a emergency food catalog, and if you haven't laid in your supply of emergency food, you better do it, because I don't know when there's going to be a problem, but it's coming closer and closer all the time. And you want to be able to look after yourself in your own home. So again, our number, 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-5-HIV-WAR.
Terrorism, terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video sheltering in place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438.
Dan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at. Illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you that the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views, and for the next hour, they're going to be the views of our friend Michael Shaw from Freedom Advocates, whose ministry's right here, organization's right here in the Monterey Bay area with us, and we're going to be talking about sustainable development, this whole plan to take away our freedom, because you must understand that a synonym for sustainable development is socialism or fascism. Every environmental problem, real or imagined or created or fostered, is, well, the common denominator is a new government program and regulating more and more of our lives. And many of the programs and problems we face today were intentionally created so they could justify ever more government programs. And with that as a background, Michael Shaw, thank you so much for being with us.
Well, it's great to be here, Dr. Stan.
Go right ahead.
These sunny afternoon conversations with this radio network. You know, in general, in our prior discussions, we've talked about how sustainable development, which is a political action plan, is transforming America. We've talked about the nature of sustainable development politics, which is global governance. We've talked about the nature of sustainable development economics, which is based on private-public or public-private partnerships. And when I was a boy, when you were a boy, that was called fascism. But today they politely call it public-private partnerships. And wherever you are, we've been able to demonstrate, you can find examples of big and little public-private partnerships that are all designed to undermine the continuity of free enterprise. And also, the economics of sustainable development is about creating trade policies for the United States that are designed to destroy national sovereignty. No nation is a nation without legal control over its trade policy. We now have adopted and are adopting treaties that relinquish our trade policy the international authorities who design and desire to eliminate all forms of national sovereignty. We've talked about the creation and manipulation of so-called environmental crises, from global warming to endangered species and to broad-based water shortages. And like you say in our introduction, that we've talked about how environmental issues are used to provide cover for the changes that are happening to our system of government, economics, and justice. Well, you know, that really, I think, describes the big picture, when we get back, we're going to talk about how it is that this big picture can be recognized in your own community.
And I think it's really so very, very important that people understand that what's happening today is not happening by accident. It's happening as part of an organized plan. Much of this was devised by a group of men who were gotten together by Prince Charles, Sidney, in 1991 and 1992. People like Al Gore and John Kerry and some of the richest people in the world. How are we going to get those common people to go along with our programs and accept our role? Why don't we talk about sustainable development, about the crisis? Let's use fear of the environmental crisis to get them to give up their freedom. Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay. Our guest this afternoon is Michael Shaw, and we're going to be talking once again about sustainable development, which is such an important issue because, of course, it encompasses the water shortage. Oh, we're running out of water. We've got to have more controls because we're running out of water. We've had global warming and the oceans are going to rise and the crops are going to fail and certainly all these terrible things are going to happen because of global warming. You've got the ozone hole. We're all going to die of skin cancer because we're going to get all this additional radiation from the sun. And, of course, they always have a crisis there to frighten us. Oh, my goodness, we're running out of fish. We're running out of fish. The fish are all being caught. And in some instances, there may even be problems along this line, but we do know that, for instance, in Northern California, they actually have pictures of people from the Fish and Game Department clubbing and electrocuting salmon. Why? Because there were too many of them, and these were farm-bred salmon and coming back from the sea, and they wanted to create an artificial shortage, so they were actually clubbing and electrocuting the salmon so there'd be a shortage of salmon so they could yell and scream, and of course we need more controls and to stop fishing for salmon and creating artificial shortages. Well, our special guest this afternoon is Michael Shaw, as we begin talking about how they create the problems, whether it would be with shortages of water by refusing to build the reservoirs and other means of storage and then saying, oh, look at this crisis. And they spend millions of dollars on studies, but nothing to get anything accomplished. Go right ahead, Michael.
One of the methodologies used by globalist masters of the sustainable development policy apparatus is that what will be done is the concept of what they call the three E's will be taught to students or to recruits. And the three E's summarize really their political economic goals. The first E is called equity. That's about the system of justice. And it wants us to divert ourselves from a system of equal justice, where we're all treated the same, to a system of social justice, where we're treated in accordance with the group that we belong. So, you know, the first E, this equity, is about changing the political structure and the system of justice within the United States. The second E they call economy, and that's about the public-private partnership we talked about in the opening, and the effort to destroy.
Hold that thought right there. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Michael Shaw was just talking about the three E's of this environmental movement. Go right ahead. Pick the story up there, Michael.
Well, I like to call it a political economic movement.
All right.
Environment is the window dressing to really dupe the people into accepting a system of slavery. Because it is indeed slavery that we're destined for. If our political system depends upon what the politicians decide the system of justice ought to be. That is a system of social justice, not a system of equal justice. And it is slavery when the economics is predicated upon public-private partnership. That means that if you're not Schindler, with his connection to Hitler, you don't do business. The worst concepts of political economics are all wrapped up into sustainable development. It calls for a fascist system of economics, a communist system of justice, and to do it, all we need to do to do it, they say to young people, is to make the environmental movement grow strong.
And, of course, they do this by creating fear. It's all based upon fear. Oh, my goodness, we're losing the three-toed salamander, and you know what that means. We're running out of water. We have nothing but polluted air, and I've heard them talking about the polluted air in the Monterey Bay area. We have the cleanest air in the entire state. And yet, of course, they want to put in all sorts of rules and regulations. We're running out of water, and we're running out of water because they've not done what was logical. We're running out of electricity, that we've got to do away with the incandescent light bulb and get these fluorescent light bulbs, which do not last longer. I will tell you, we have had them for some time. They do not last longer, anywhere near as long as the incandescent ones. But they're convincing us we're running out of electricity. And, of course, we've just got to stop generating all of this electricity and polluting the air. And so, and that's why we've got to go to the incandescent light bulbs. And all of this is simply to convince us there's a problem. It's all in our perception. And the problems are the problems they've created. And they're all make-believe. Most of them are make-believe problems that they've done intentionally so we will accept more control of our lives. So please go ahead, Michael.
Well, and I think we summarized that. We have a pamphlet that's a long title here with its subtitle, but worth repeating. It's called Transforming America, Sustainable Development. There are two bullet points underneath. The first is the destruction of your rights. And the second bullet point, creating crisis, shortage, and the police state. So in this 10-page pamphlet, we attempt to illustrate sustainable development, and in a general sense, how it's infiltrated every county within the country with its land use policies, its education policies, and its control mechanism. And that is moving very fast in the counties of Santa Barbara, San Luis Obispo, Monterey, Santa Cruz, San Mateo. The coastline has been a early target of sustainable developers. Their techniques are more mastered here. People with land titles don't understand how vulnerable those land titles have been made by the advance of social justice legal principles, which begin to undermine the nature of the private property that most Americans think they hold title with to their land or to their houses. And so the government's ability to erode on that from so many perspectives over a fairly long time now is so deeply entrenched that in counties like Monterey, discussions have been had, serious discussions, about making most of the county off limits to any economic use. Now, this has happened in Alameda County. It's happened in other places. It's now happening quickly along the coastline. So people need to understand the cohesive nature of sustainable development. If you only get a little piece of it here down at the local Rotary Club, you say, oh, that little piece sounds good, and you don't see how it fits to a broader picture, then we're prepared to be taken down to the free country.
And, of course, really what's so amazing is every other country in the world can put in nuclear power plants, even Iran. But we can't build a new nuclear power plant in the United States. We haven't put one in 30 years. And why? Well, we don't know what to do with the spent fuel. Well, why don't we reprocess it like everybody else in the world would? Oh, we couldn't do that. No. Every other country reprocesses their fuel. Why don't we do it? Because they don't want the American people to know that it's the solution. They want the problem with electricity. They block the building of of new generating plants. They blocked them for almost 30 years here in California. Yes, we put more plants into California, you know, under Gray Davis and recently, but for 30 years they blocked the building of plants, and they still won't let nuclear electricity come in. Why? Because it's so incredibly cheap, and they don't want cheap electricity. They want expensive electricity so that you won't use so much, so you'll lower your living standards. Go right ahead.
Well, let's talk about the leading mantra of certain presidential candidates. They're all talking about change. Change is the big word, it seems to me, when I look at even their signs. And we need to understand that that's what sustainable development's mantra is as well. It's change. Take action for change. The problem is that most people, and the average college student in many disciplines, as well as the average community activist in anywhere USA, have adopted this change mentality without saying or investigating where do we end up when the changes taken to the package are put together. And that's a big challenge, but it's not as big a challenge as trying to crawl out of a hole that we're about ready to put ourselves into as we fall down this dark hole that they're labeling change. Now, certainly things are wrong in America, but I'll contend that they're wrong because the changes we've made have taken us off our course. And that course has to be a dedication to the principles of individual liberty, which include its corollary, private property. And if America forgets about the real nature of private property, as I think we have been doing, although I think there may be beginning to be a retrieval here. But if we forget about the nature of private property, we've got to remember that with it will go our freedom. George Washington said private property and freedom are inseparable. He was a pretty smart man. Many people have said that since then. And if you think about it, we can all figure out that if the government can come and take the fruit of our labor, where is our liberty? And what is the condition of our life? And that's what's being built by the process of globalized sustainable development. It is a master government in its own document, again, the United Nations, which is really the core of the sustainable development movement. It is now in every county in the country, but it originates through the United Nations. But if this globalist dynamic takes heart over the soul of America, and I think it's easy to show that Clinton, that Obama, and McCain are all committed to globalist principles. Whatever their talk may be, their associations and their policies line up as would an advocate for sustainable development policy. Ron Paul has told me no one in Congress does not know, double negative, everyone in Congress knows what sustainable development is, and no one will talk about it. We have three leading presidential candidates, all U.S. senators, all of whom have been implementing sustainable goals for a good while.
And it's interesting that they never talk about this in any of the debates, because both the Republicans and the Democrats are supporting it. But we can't let the American people know that. They're supposed to think that they're two separate political parties with different principles. And the truth of the matter is they all support the war. They all support globalism. They all support giving up national sovereignty. And they support the Sustainable Development Program.
Well, I don't think any of them would say that they support the abandonment of national sovereignty. But it is their trade policies and their immigration policies that would give lie to any claim by them that they were defending America's national sovereignty. You know, we are at a serious time. There's no question about that. But it's not the time to panic. It is the time to take and gain an understanding of what sustainable development is for a couple reasons. First, one doesn't want to become a useful idiot. in the globalist plan to take freedom from all people. Okay. Secondly, you can't defeat what you don't understand, because it's clever. You know, it's a clever plan. It's got tremendous marketing lingo that has been shopped around and made as good as they can make it. And so the problem is, if you fall into the trap here or there and you feed this monster, well, that's happening a lot now. And if it continues, that is our undoing. So coming to an understanding of what sustainable development is key for everyone age 15 and over. Because when we understand it, we will understand where it will lead us.
And of course, if you read their literature, for instance, the Global Biodiversity Assessment report that came out of the Second Earth Summit in 1992, they tell you what the ultimate goal is. They want to control where you live in a sustainable community. They want to get you out of your car. They want to do away with a lot of our highways. They want to
reduce human population, Dr. Stan, to 1 billion people.
Amen to that.
It's
certainly Michael cover a lot of these things, but do you have any sort of a summary of the Global Biodiversity Assessment in your material?
No, not like you did, Dr. Stan.
All right. Well, we do have a syllabus that covers that, but Michael's got some great material on sustainable development, and of course we'll tell you later how to get in touch with his organization and get that. Well, Michael, you were right ahead.
Well, I didn't mean to jump in on you there. I thought the music was coming to the end. And, the population number is a crucial element. When we talk about population control, we mean ultimate control. It is not to encourage human life beyond the numbers which the global elitists choose to have. And amazingly, you've got a Democrat Party and a Republican Party, both of whom have co-opted them, their leadership has co-opted themselves to this globalist program. That's why we get public-private partnerships from the right wing, and we get these environmental scares from the left wing. Both of those divergent actions work together to bring the left and the right down to this consensus, that's the word you're hearing a lot of today, down to this consensus program called sustainable development. Well, that means a government-controlled society. Sustainable development is what we need to fight with every urge in our spirit. Because if sustainable development continues on the path that it's currently on, our children, and maybe ourselves, will not live in freedom. It gets to be that simple.
And of course, so many of the pieces of legislation that were enacted, like the Endangered Species Act, Congress never had any intention it was going to develop like it did. In fact, the only reason they voted for the Endangered Species Act was because the emblem of America, the bald eagle, we were told, was being destroyed. And so they passed legislation, and then the bureaucrats, of course, went after the three-toed salamander and the red-footed frog, or whatever it would be, or the butterflies, and created all these endangered species that had nothing to do with what Congress wanted and did not represent what the American people wanted, but it represented what the people want to control our lives wanted. And so they use all of these threats of endangered species to control ever more of what's going on in our society today.
Well, that's right. It's at the core of sustainable development, what is necessary for it to come into flower. It's a stinky flower. But the first attack on their list is the attack on private property. That's why it's important that we all understand or relearn what private property is. Not to say that the meaning has ever shifted, but many people have forgotten over the course of their life what private property is. The character of private property is unsubsidized productive effort and voluntary trade that's unmanaged by global power or political power. The ideals of private property protect our freedoms generally. If you think about it, if you don't have a right to the earnings that you create, then how willing are you to really express what you think? You know, if you express wrongly, those earnings can be legally taken from you. The reality is that without private property, human beings are unable to grow as they are, or as they can be, because the ideals of private property protect the freedom to think and the freedom to express. Now, George Washington said, private property and freedom are inseparable. So, we need to think about...
Hold that thought. We'll be right back here in just a minute. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and of course, Michael was talking about the importance of private property. And somebody was noting that George Washington would say that the concept of freedom and private property are inseparable. In other words, you can't be a free person if you don't have the right to private property. In fact, if you look in the Constitution, you will never find the words life and liberty mentioned without the word property there as well. You have to have the right to personal private property if you're going to be free. And there are people out there, an elite group of very, very wealthy people who don't think that way. And they work through the Council on Foreign Relations, the Bilderbergers, the Trilateral Commission, the Club of Rome, the Rosicrucians, the Theosophists, the Masons, and others. And they believe that we need a ruling elite. Now, not everybody does, but certainly the leaders of these organizations know exactly what it's about. And that's why they're moving today as rapidly as they can to destroy freedom in the individual countries, to take away sovereignty here in the United States as they merge us with Mexico and Canada, and soon we'll have the same freedoms that exist in Mexico for the individual's point of view. Go right ahead, Michael.
Well, you know, the other aspect of the character that I mentioned is that private property promotes voluntary trade. Now, voluntary trade creates a spontaneous order. It causes mutual benefits in following, you know, societal gains. When you just think about it, when you go to the grocery store with a dollar of milk, the gain is mutual. The grocery store guy wanted the dollar, you wanted the milk. You both won. Not only you won, but everyone involved in the production of milk was a winner, simply because of the simple exchange between you and the grocery man. And if all human action could be made that clean, productive activity would flourish everywhere. The problem comes when the agent of force comes in and begins to tell you how to do it, or even if you can do it. And that's why the idea of private property is so essential to a reasoned, happy, and successful society. And that's what's under big attack by the sustainable developers. Now, the essence of private property lies in an owner's determination of use. Private property is not a thing. It's a relationship between a person and a thing. The essence of the relationship is the owner's right to determine the property's use. Now, the foundation of your rights and the pursuit of your happiness is about these basic ideas. It's to be who you are, it's to own your own self and the product of your own energy, and it's to possess the authority and the responsibility for your actions. Now, a society that promotes happiness promotes genuine peace and prosperity. Now, to do that, you've got to pursue the ideals and the institutions of individual liberty. And the corollary of it, which is private property. Okay, so let me give some examples of how private property is being attack in the United States today. Now, these are the big picture issues. When you look at your local community, you need to find your own examples. We certainly have them here in Santa Cruz, and this Saturday at noon on KSCO, we're going to be talking about them in a part two of a series where we look at the Santa Cruz sustainable development and filtration. Your county has the same. Santa Cruz used to be a leader. I can now tell you that every county on the coast has at least caught up to Santa Cruz, and many of them have surpassed it. I look at Santa Clara County in the metropolitan area, and I say they are way past Santa Cruz in terms of implementing smart growth policy. So it's not a Santa Cruz phenomenon, as people may have thought of some time ago when Santa Cruz was the first to be doing bizarre things. Now it is happening everywhere. This is a plant community. It's now spread to all of our neighbors and literally across the country. So let's look at eminent domain. Americans have lost federal protection of the unalienable right to the use and enjoyment of private property. The 2006 decision in Kelo greatly expanded the use of government taking power by eliminating the public use requirement of the Fifth Amendment. The decision allows an increasing proliferation of public-private partnerships. Globalists and their sustainable developer partners needed Kelo in order to destroy the constitutional protection of private property. The court's majority betrayed the American ideal. And in doing this, they opened the door for massive smart growth programs, massive transportation programs like the Texas Corridor. If you don't understand or know about, you need to look at that in your search engine.
Hold that. We'll be back in just a moment. Well, Dr. Stan, I guess Michael Shaw, we're talking about the erosion of private property rights, and you take away private property rights, you take away the very foundation of our freedom. Go right ahead, Michael.
Well, another method to gain a big picture perspective of this economic revolution in the country is to understand sustainable development land use action plans. Now, these are smart growth and the wildlands projects. There's a map that is at our site and other places as well, done in 1994 and presented to the U.S. Senate just before it was to undertake a passage of the U.N. treaty about biological diversity. This is the same treaty that called for a world population of 1 billion people, down from 7 today. The action plans call for the designation of over half of the United States territory into wilderness where people cannot live, recreate, or extract any resources. Now, this is the creating the crisis. You know, the people living in the generation following the institution of that provision, of that wildlands reality, will find themselves without the resources needed to live. Everything we have in urban areas comes from rural areas. And if we take half of that and exclude it from the human use map of the United States, we are going to be in a very difficult situation. Now, most of the rest of this map is colored yellow. And yellow is to be places of very controlled activity sponsored by public-private partners only, where ecological conditions reign most important. And then there are smart growth zones where all the people are to be located. These are little black dots in the major metropolitan areas of the United States today. And this is where everybody is to be living, in little cages where the animals roam free outside the smart growth compound. Well, that's not a life that I know of anybody who wants to undertake, and yet you can go down to the Santa Cruz County Planning Department. We have in deposition a head planner saying, we pursue the policies of smart growth implementation. Now, every county does that because all of their employees come from the American Planning Association.
Hold that thought. We're going to be back here in just a moment with Michael Shaw as we explore sustainable development. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and our guest is Michael Shaw. And before we go on, Well, Michael, I'd like you to tell our listeners how they can get in touch with Freedom Advocates, how they can get your website, how they can get your material on sustainable development, and if you have a telephone number, get that out so that they can contact you.
Well, we can be reached through the Internet at freedomadvocates.org. We're not a membership organization. We're a participation organization or a participant organization. That means learn the principles and take them home to your community. Be vocal, local, or lose America. The way I think things are going to begin to shape up. Our phone number is 831-684-2232. That's 831-684-2232. And we've got we're in the midst of republishing our website, but we have a lot of tools available for neighbors to take and disseminate. Good pamphlets on describing sustainable development, short, easy to read. One of them is very well footnoted, and several others that give a broader description of sustainable development. We have lots of video. And, of course, lots of writing has been taken in from contributors from all over the world. Because while our focus is the United States, our focus is California, our focus is Santa Cruz, you know, it's got to be fought on a local level until there is national impact. Otherwise, learn what's coming, understand what sustainable development is, and sit back but get prepared, because life won't be the same under a sustainable development regime, as we've all grown up to expect and hope for out of the accomplishment of the American vision. I'm not saying that we're living the American vision. You know, we're on this halfway horse that's 99% right now geared to run off crazily onto this sustainable development trail. America, and not one that any neighbor I have, any relative I have, wants anything to do with.
And I think it's so difficult for the average American to believe that there really are people out there who want a fascist America. And as you go back and you read, you know, the things that were written during the Great Depression, Franklin Delano Roosevelt wanted to establish a fascist society. Fortunately, the Supreme Court wouldn't allow him to, so then he began packing the Supreme Court with people from the same secret society belonged to, and they eventually, of course, did transform America and allow the centralization of power in Washington, D.C., and really undermined our Constitution. But the average individual, he wants to be free, wants to be left alone. He doesn't understand there are people out there who have a different worldview. And they believe that there should be a ruling aristocracy that rules, and they're using sustainable development to strip us of our freedom. And, of course, if they are successful, then the America we've known will simply soon become only a remembrance of things past. Go right ahead, Michael.
Let me talk a little bit about water policy, because, you know, we've said, those of us working in this field have said for a long time, control the water, you control the people. Of course, water has been a huge issue in the south part of Santa Cruz County. But before talking about that, let's talk about water generally. Water, when it's properly understood, extends to the center of the earth. The private interest in water extends to the center of the earth, because private property does just that. It goes down and slices into the earth, and it takes a slice up into the heavens. So water, though, as a resource, creates a special circumstance under property law, because water, since it's fluid, can just cross over boundaries quite readily. So in California, property interests in water are now under constant and increasing attack. In this state, sustainable development agencies are implementing conjunctive use water policy. One conjunctive use scheme is to transport water between aquifers via surface pipes. That's big business for sustainable development partners. The argument behind conjunctive use is that if one aquifer is fed water from a different aquifer, the resulting mixed water is no longer a property right that attaches to the overlying land. Therefore, the property right to water is lost. How would you like to be a farmer who gets hit by that kind of rule? Now, water becomes fully collectivized under conjunctive use rules. So if sustainable developers win this battle, smart growth policy will easily achieve its objective as rural residents relocate to get water. Then we will all live by fascist communist global to local laws. Smart growth and its lifestyle is being established for three purposes. One, control the water. Two, abolish private property. Three, then control the people. Think how easy it is. You put them in government housing units along a rail line. That's what the whole movement in Santa Cruz has become. Put high-rise government units or smart growth units or affordable housing units, they're all the same thing, along a rail line in a society where ultimately people's mobility is going to depend upon the government service of a train, and where their children are going to be raised in child care centers run at their apartment complex, subsidized or run by government, and where the jobs are going to be fulfilled to pursue government purposes. This is the purpose of the movement in Santa Cruz, to grab control of the transportation system. Keep the freeway small, buy up the train track, do whatever you have to. They're not doing well, but so now they're scaring all the people along the train track saying they can't walk on the train track anymore. Whatever it takes is the sustainable development model. If you lose once, you come back again and again. The fortunate thing in Santa Cruz, which I don't see in other counties particularly, Dr. Stan, is that Santa Cruz has turned down some key elements of the sustainable development process, from transportation to the farming dynamic, the water dynamic for farmers in the Pajaro Valley. Let me finish that story. Pajaro was a test case for doing just these conjunctive rules that I described. But the farmers, wary of the issues we're talking about here, went to the courts, and after many years and a vicious loss, the local Superior Court level, had a complete reversal that has resulted in a reversal of huge fees taken by water districts from as a tax on the farmers pumping with their own water. Farmers now get that tax back. Now, the purpose, their path of this tax, was to take out the farmers that the public-private partners wanted to eliminate.
And then, of course, if it gets too expensive for the smaller farmer, then the bigger farmers can come in, and then we get into the corporate farming situation. I said many years ago, and here in the Monterey Bay area, why we're going to put in something called the Zayanti Dam. It would have provided adequate water for all of Santa Cruz County for 100 years. And 30 years ago, they blocked this, talking about the Zayanti humpback slug. There was an endangered species, and they threatened to sue the county water district if they went ahead with their plans for the dam, because it would endanger the Zayanti humpback slug. And they even sent letters from professors up at the University of California threatening to bring lawsuits against the people on the water board. Of course, there wasn't any slug, there weren't any professors, it was all a scam. But they destroyed the effort, of course, to build the Zayanti Dam. Why? Because they've wanted the problem, the water problem, and now it's manifesting itself. But they've got solutions. Of course, they want to limit the amount of water we can use from about 140 gallons a day down to 10 gallons a day. They want to force people out of the rural areas and into the urban areas, into the sustainable areas. Long-term planning by the fascist element within our society. And of course, nobody's ever held responsible for writing letters, pretending to be professors, defending the humpback slug, which didn't exist. And, of course, they use these techniques all over. They don't want a solution. They want to create a problem. And they sure have created problems all over our county in one form or another.
Well, that's why it's so important, Dr. Stan, that the ordinary, hardworking, parenting human beings are doing their best to keep up in a society that is, being dragged along at record pace by a system of funny money. It's got to be the circumstance where people pause for a little bit and take scope of what has been happening. because it's not too late to turn this train around. But it will become too late in some period of time. It's hard to predict, but it isn't that far from now.
Well, I think that we've had some good things happen. For instance, they wanted to raise $500 million with an added sales tax, and they were going to use $300 million of it on the highways, which we should have repaired 30 years ago. But the other $200 million would be primarily going for this rail line that they wanted to purchase and to develop these ideas of alternative means of transportation.
Well, don't think that just because they've given up on the big scheme here that they have abandoned the purchase of that rail line. I think their focus now is going to shift. Well, okay, we'll drop the freeway widening. Of course, what kind of freeway widening is when only carpools can use the new lane? But they are still going to pursue, as I understand it, the train line development.
No, I'm sure they will try, but let's hope that they will not succeed in that. And what you are doing, I think, is so important. Letting people understand that there's a massive plan behind this whole thing. And the idea of buying this trail line, and they're talking really about how are they going to finance this trail line? Well, they're going to run freight lines for about a distance of 8 miles from, I think it's Aptos to Capitol or something like that. That's how they're going to make money. Then they spent, I think, $50,000 or $100,000 for a study that said, that's how we'll finance the rail line. We're going to run a freight line, you know, from Aptos to Capitol, the most ridiculous thing in the world. But it sounds so good until people stop and think about it. Who'd want to ship freight over a 7-mile period by a rail line? Do you remember when they came up with that scam?
Well, I do. It's just been a series of little scams. They're nowhere near done. That's the marvel of the sustainable development beast. It is built upon a system of two steps forward and one step back. If they lose here, they'll go over there and try it this way. Come back over here, try it another way. They have a bag of tricks that's endless. They're coordinated through some United Nations affiliates or designated non-governmental organizations that operate with offices around the world to coordinate the same kind of action that's happening here in the U.S. today. And people say, oh, there's not enough money in the world to do that. Well, one needs to understand that at the core of the sustainable development movement is the globalist banking powers that run the Federal Reserve and the other central banks of the countries around the world, and coordinate that through a Bank of International Settlements and other international organizations that control very directly what your bank down the street does, including giving you Federal Reserve notes as opposed to something backed with a constitutionally required reality. So the whole system has been created where, you know, the bankers make money out of thin air and charge interest for it from the day it's issued. So after 100 years, that's a whole lot of interest receipts that they have to be able to buy up political processes or media institutions or agricultural institutions. And as they make the money out of thin air, they make the laws at the same time through their influence peddled. And those laws are what we're dealing with now when we look at the change in our system of justice that's going to social justice. Who's really benefiting from this system of social justice that gives a narrow elite power over all human action?
And, of course, they're using the idealistic environmentalists. And I'm sure many of the environmentalists are really very sincere. And they really believe in global warming. They really believe that we're running out of electricity. They really believe we're running out of water. They really believe, of course, we're going to destroy all of the lower forms of life, you know. And if we don't have more government controls, why, there's not going to be any fish in the ocean, no animals in the wilderness. And, of course, the forests will all be cut down. And without ever understanding that if you own property, you don't want to cut down all the trees. You want to selectively lumber on it so that there will be more trees and the other trees will be growing, and so that the trees that are there can grow better. But they don't understand these things, that they're swept along with all of these crazy ideas, never realizing, of course, that they're really working for the very people they oppose, these people of great wealth. We're using the environmental movement to increase government control over every aspect of life. Go right ahead, Mike.
Well, that, you know, I think that really strikes on a chord because this whole artificial dialectic created does suck people in. And people think they're fighting that which they are actually joined at the hip with.
I mean, it is such a scam. It takes a long time to be able to see it clearly that they have a right, a left, a conservative, a liberal, Democrats and Republicans, but they're all going the same direction, and they have little fights back and forth like Amos and Andy and Laurel and Hardy and Abbott and Costello, and people really think that they're seeing a struggle. It's sort of like the argument between Osama, Obama and Hillary Clinton, you know. I mean, it's all play acting.
Well, it's all a prearranged scenario to drive us to a point, and that's not a point of general agreement that's giving rise to the human condition. This is a consensus that is the result of finding the least common denominator. And when you really peel back what that denominator is, it is centralized globalist control over all human action. Now, anybody who is working on their local environmental picture, you know, by supporting rules that harm somebody else's determined use of their property, is contributing to this, whether they understand that today or not. They are contributing to it because at the core, the private property that has to be undermined is what makes the rest of the potatoes begin to line up for the globalists. And so we have to be very careful about the consequences of our doing what isn't the right thing to do in the first place. Person should be able to understand, but understand too that not only is it not the right thing, it is something that is going to lead you, me, and everybody into a world that no American wants.
And when anybody wants to put in some sort of development, the first thing you hear is, oh, the traffic, oh, the congestion, oh, the noise. And if people understood that when you object to what somebody else does with their property, do you want them to come and take away your property rights? People are incensed with the thought their property rights could be infringed, yet they'll be out demonstrating against others to take away their property rights. How easily they play us one against the other. Well, our guest today has been Michael Shaw, and he's from Freedom Advocates. Once again, would you like to get that telephone number out, Michael?
831-684-2232.
One more time.
831-684-2232.
And you just hang on there for a moment or two, and we'll be back in just a moment to wrap up today's program right here at Radio Liberty. Well, Michael, you've got 3 minutes to wrap up the program.
Well, I would say that the best advice I could get is to get information on the nature of sustainable development. We have lots of it at our website, freedomadvocates.org. There are other places around the country. More and more people are turning their attention to the reality and the nature of sustainable development. Understand that it is a globalist policy that is a deadly attack on unalienable rights. Sustainability seeks to abolish private property, create world governance based on public decree, not individual rights, and to reduce human population. Learn about the philosophy and policy of sustainable development's attack on private property, life, and liberty. Start that process at freedomadvocates.org. That's freedomadvocates.org. I encourage you to do so. Become a participant. And do it for yourself. Do it for our posterity. And long live America, the land of the free.
Well, I think that Michael Shaw has an excellent, excellent pamphlet on sustainable development that has everything in it you need to know. And, of course, that is available by calling his number or going to the website, freedomadvocates.org. And they've got great information there. You need to get hold of that information. You need to make it available to other people in your community. You need to understand that these things are happening all across America. And the fact that the average American is unaware of this is simply a reflection of the degree of control that exists today over what the American people think. Well, Michael, thank you very much for being with us. Do you have about 50 seconds to wrap up the program?
Well, I guess then I would just say that I'll encourage anybody who's listening. You say, well, gee, this is just a little too heavy. I say, no, it's not. It's a reality. So reality is never too heavy. And you turn your back on reality and give you a whipsaw. So the way I would suggest, really, is to go to our website. You can look at the pamphlets electronically. You can go from there into certain articles that attract your interest, or other radio shows, or videos that we've got. And you can get yourself the core of the information. You may not have all the local information that you need to be able to connect the dots in your own town, but you have the base standing platform from which you can examine these issues. And you can contact us and say, does this sound like the kinds of dynamics you're talking about? And we'll help you understand it yourself. But once you get it, when stuff comes pretty easily, once it just clicks. And that's about all it takes is a click.
Oh, we're out of time. God bless. Bye-bye. But this is Dr. Stan, and this is the time when I need to remind you that Radio Liberty is primarily listener-supported. And if you'd like to help us, if you'd like to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, we hope you enjoyed our conversation with Michael Shaw, who's on the front lines of this effort to educate people about sustainable development. And I recommend the material he has very, very strongly. Go to his website, freedomadvocates.org. Freedomadvocates.org. I would point out that we do have an excellent syllabus on sustainable development that has summaries of the Global Biodiversity Assessment and the Earth Charter and the World Bank Water Policy and the Population Agenda monograph and this whole plan to create a world fascist society and who is really behind it. That's the sustainable development syllabus. We recommend, of course, that be purchased along with my talk, Sustainable Development, the Road to World Government, because that's really what it's all about. Sustainable Development, the Road to World Government. And, of course, we have a four-tape set on sustainable development. We carry Holly Swanson's book, Set Up and Sold Out, which goes into the background of the environmental movement and the plan for mass genocide. If you would like to read the article out of the UNESCO Courier, 1991, November, where Jacques Cousteau, that great humanitarian Jacques Cousteau, is talking about the necessity of eliminating 350,000 people a day from the face of the earth. Eliminating 350,000 people a day from the face of the earth. We'd be glad to send it to you if you just would like to get something that we've been talking about. We also have the Population Control Agenda monograph available at our website at radioliberty.com, or we'll send you a copy of that if you'd like to get something else from us. And then, of course, we'd certainly suggest that you get the DVD on global warming by Michael Kaufman. I think it's the best overall view of what's going on. And we do have a four-tape set on global warming, but that DVD by Michael Kaufman is excellent, as is the DVD he's done on the New World Order. Because there is a plan to destroy existing society and bring about a world government. And, of course, if you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you really need to get it. That's Brotherhood of Darkness, or you can get the DVD. This week, it'll be the last week, we will offer the opportunity to get 25 DVDs of the Brotherhood of Darkness, nicely packaged, and you can get 25 of them for $99. After all, this will be the last week we make that offer. We're going to actually get them made up, and we're in the process of getting them made up now. So if you'd like to do that, $99 plus shipping for 25 copies. That way you can hand them out, you can lend them out, or do whatever you want to. But it's a means of introducing people to this whole idea that there really is a ruling group that wants to have a new world order, a new world religion, and the spiritual force that is energizing them. And then, of course, you certainly would want to get my talk on the forbidden secret, that secret that's been passed down for 5,000 years through the secret societies and explains the emblem on the back of the dollar bill, the occult emblem, the pyramid, kept by the all-seeing eye. What's it doing there? Why, very simply, it's the symbol of the ancient mystery religion. And, of course, this whole idea that's been around for thousands of years about bringing about world democracy. And why do you think, of course, our leaders keep talking about America being a democracy when we pledge allegiance to the flag and to the republic for which it stands? And there's not one mention of the word democracy. And in the Constitution, the Declaration of Independence, the Federalist Papers, the Bill of Rights, other than to cry it and say, we don't want a democracy, we want a republic. We have a little pamphlet called We Are a Republic. You need to get it, memorize it. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-5-HIV-WAR is America's under attack today. And then please pray.